Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, you'll find us online, thisweekinamerica.us. Part two of our discussion with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones on 10 foods to eat and not eat if you want vibrant health. It's a practical topic for discussion on today's program. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, a frequent guest, is a woman with three of America's most ordinary names. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones has certainly made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, longevity, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. For starters, she taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. Susan is the founder and president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting company. She's dedicated her life to providing information for people, travels frequently all around the world, basically, for radio, TV appearances, motivational speaking. She's the author of over 30 books, including Be the Change, Kitchen Gardening, and Choose to Thrive. And by the way, what we discuss on today's program, you can find in more detail in her books, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle and Kitchen Gardening. The website's SusanSmithJones.com, as well as her new website, BooksToUplift.com. And on the program today, we're going to continue our discussion about what you should be eating for vibrant health, what you should not be eating for vibrant health. And according to Susan in the book, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, a huge industry in the Western world working to convince us that it doesn't matter what we eat, fast food chains trying to convince us that what we eat has no effect on our health. We're told that any combination of heated, treated, processed, chemicalized foods will meet our nutritional needs so long as we take plenty of vitamin pills, heartburn medicine, headache pills, and other remedies. Susan disagrees and says, and she believes this, health comes from the farm, not the pharmacy. Back with us on the program to continue our discussion, Susan Smith-Jones. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Rick, and I hope this talk today gets everyone salivating and hungry to eat better foods.
Well, it certainly will, and if you missed part one, if you go to the website thisweekinamerica.us, you'll find it archived there in audio. We're on iTunes and Google Play and Podomatic and all of those places, so you can listen to the last program that we did where you went through some of the foods to avoid. In fact, summarize what we did in part one, and then we'll pick it up with the good news, what's out there, and what's good for you.
Sounds great. Well, last time I talked about how 8 of the 10 leading causes of death in North America are directly related to diet. And that actually should be comforting because we're the ones who decide what we eat.
Yes.
And you want your food, your plates, your meals to look like a fiesta, a colorful fiesta, and the foods to be as close to the way nature made them as possible. You want to avoid and reduce processed and junk foods. Anything made with white sugar and white flour, artificial colorings, chemicals and additives. You also want to avoid trans fats and hydrogenated fats, with the exception of, say, onions, cauliflower, and garlic. You want to avoid a white and beige diet in favor of a colorful, nutrient-dense, high-fiber, natural diet, and organic whenever possible. And I talked about what a superfood means, and superfoods are those foods that are rich in vitamins and minerals, enzymes, antioxidants, and phytonutrients. That means plant nutrients. For example, tomatoes have a phytonutrient in them called lycopene, and they're the best food on planet Earth to help prevent prostate cancer. Squash has a phytonutrient called alpha-lipoic acid, which helps prevent wrinkles on the skin. Carrots have beta-carotene that helps with stroke and cancer. Spinach has lutein that helps with cataracts. Strawberries, which I love, have ellagic acid that helps with cancer. Flax seeds, we'll go over some of these in detail today too, have lignans that helps prevent breast cancer. So you just can't go wrong with foods that are more plant-based, and, you know, things like asparagus, beans, lentils, garlic, kiwi, grapes, papayas, walnuts, mushrooms, mustard greens, and we'll get specific about 10 of them now.
Well, what's interesting is, once again, we come back to, this is so simple and really sums it up, Health comes from the farm, not the pharmacy. What you went through, that whole list, that's all food that we really should be eating, and rather than chemicals to try to prevent aging and wrinkles and all of this stuff, the foods we should be eating will do a nice job all by themselves.
That's right. You know, you look back to how our grandmothers taught us to eat. They were always right. And for some of us who are older, our moms, and usually the moms, taught us how to eat a little bit better. And it's really simple. The issue with many people, Rick, is that we're creatures of habit, and you get so used to eating junk foods that taste good, and the ice cream and the dairy and
yes.
sour cream and barbecue and grilled things. And we want to stay with what we're familiar with. And remember, it takes about 21 days for your body and mind to accept a new habit. So maybe for 21 days you say, I'm not going to have ice cream every night for dessert. And maybe for 21 days I'll stay away from dairy and see how I feel. Or have no white sugar and white flour. And after 21 days, you will no longer... you will no longer be compelled to eat those foods. In fact, your body will feel and look so good that you will then find it much easier to choose healthier foods. So just know that for 21 days, you might be craving the bad, the unhealthy foods, but be patient and stick with your commitment. Be committed, because no one's going to do the commitment for you. And we always say, oh, I'll wait till... what, after the holidays, I'll wait
exactly.
till January.
We keep putting
so
it off a little further and a little further.
Yeah, my anniversary, or my birthday's coming up, it's the church's bake sale. You got to stop letting your excuses get in the way. There's nothing more important than your health.
Give it 21 days. That's amazing, because your taste will change, and suddenly you decide, you know, I really don't need that can of soda at the end of the day. I get by fine with this, with the water I have, that type of thing. So give yourself 21 days. We're talking about 10 foods to eat, not eat, if you want vibrant health. With us on the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Websites, SusanSmithJones.com or NewOneBooksToUplift.com. By the way, everything we talk about today, you'll find in her books, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle and Kitchen Gardening. Let's get to the list of the 10 foods that that we should be eating. These are foods what you consider superfoods, and we really need to eat these on a regular basis, I assume.
Yes, and nothing's out of the ordinary. You don't have to go to special stores to get these. And the first one is really, I call a suit instead of a superfood, it's a super spice. And it's cinnamon. And it's always good to add a little powdered cinnamon to sugary foods, because it helps normalize your blood sugar by making insulin more sensitive. And it has this active ingredient in it that helps process blood sugar 2,000% more, or 20-fold. So when you have desserts, if you can sprinkle a little bit of cinnamon in them, it will help make the insulin more efficient. And I even have capsules of cinnamon, because if I sometimes have a sweet dessert, but I don't want the taste of cinnamon on the dessert, I'll take a capsule of cinnamon. And remember, this is great news about the cinnamon, because you want to avoid high circulating levels of blood sugar and insulin, because that helps ward off diabetes and obesity. And steady lower levels of the insulin signify slower aging and greater longevity. So I always put cinnamon powder in my smoothies. I sprinkle it on my fruit, maybe on top of cereal. And you know, I told you this years ago, but I also put a cinnamon stick in my water. And that one cinnamon stick will last for about 2 to 3 days. So if you go from bottle to bottle or glass of water to glass of water, you can keep transferring that cinnamon stick, and within 2 to 3 days that stick opens all the way up, and you then can throw it away or put it in the soil and replace it with a new cinnamon stick.
Interesting. So if people say, I would like to do water, but it's boring, if you put a little cinnamon stick like you do in there, suddenly got a little flavor and it's good for you.
That's right, and my grandmother taught me that when I was a teenager.
We're back to all of her advice.
Yeah, the studies, but I thought water was boring, and so she would put a cinnamon stick in it, and it's also You carry a bottle of water around with a cinnamon stick in it that looks really weird. Anyway, it looks kind of weird, but it's a great conversation piece that people say, what the heck is in your water?
That, yes, and then you can go into all of the benefits of water and the cinnamon stick. We should be eating pumpkin and butternut squash.
Yes.
Talk about the benefits.
These are wonderful sources of phytonutrients and antioxidants, including an antioxidant I mentioned before called alpha-lipoic acid when I talked about the squash, that overview. Alpha-lipoic acid is what I refer to as a super antioxidant because most other antioxidants, Rick, are soluble either in watery portions of the body like the blood or fatty tissues like cell membranes. But alpha-lipoic acid is so special because it's soluble in both. I mean, who knew get so excited about alpha-lipoic acid. But this means it can help defend every type of substance in the body against oxidative assaults. So it helps break down sugar for energy production. It guards against stroke, heart attacks, and cataracts. It strengthens memory. It turns off genes that can accelerate aging and cause cancer. So that makes alpha-lipoic acid a powerful nutrient for skin health, all kinds of skin damage like skin cancer, restoring youthful vitality to your face, your neck, your hands, making your skin more beautiful and youthful. So the alpha-lipoic acid is found in abundance in butternut squash and pumpkin.
That's interesting. So you can add that to the list. Now, I like my pumpkin in pie form. Is that probably, that's probably bad. I shouldn't really do that.
Well, it's better to just have a pumpkin puree. And see, I often put that in my smoothies. You don't really taste it, but you get the benefit of it. And you will get, by the way, you will get some alpha-lipoic acid in pumpkin pie.
Okay, let's move on to all greens and produce. Yes, I'm going to add that to my diet. All greens and produce you've got listed, and again, this has to be, that diet has to be beneficial.
Yes, see, produce is the most important health care your money can buy, and greens, especially greens. There was a review of 206 human, not animal, human epidemiological studies that found that green vegetables, leafy or like broccoli, showed the strongest protective effect against cancer, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, arthritis, and high blood pressure compared to all other foods. And yet only 1 in 500 Americans consumes enough calories from green vegetables, especially leafy greens, to assure this defense. So the cornerstone of a heart-healthy, cancer-protective, and longevity-favorable diet is to eat as many raw and steamed green vegetables as you can.
And so many to choose from, so that should not be real difficult in working into your diet. You also list berries, and seasonally, you've got such great choices there.
See, all berries, yeah, berries are absolutely a superlative superfood. All berries like acai, blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, raspberries, fresh or frozen, are teeming with phytochemicals. Those are the pigments that create the berries' colors, and they're thought to defend the body against damaging carcinogens. Acai berries are one of the richest sources of antioxidants on the planet. Blueberries, I mentioned previously, are known as the brain berry, the best food on planet Earth to keep your brain strong and focused and healthy well into older age. And it definitely helps with mental function. That's why I made some, before this interview, I made some blueberry juice that I combined with pomegranate. And then I also had a little bowl of blueberries, so I hope it's showing up in the interview.
Yes.
But all berries are rich in vitamin C and fiber and are low in calories, which make them a consummate superfood.
We're talking about 10 foods to eat and not eat if you want vibrant health. Our guest on the program is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Information on what we're talking about at her website, susansmithjones.com, and her new website, bookstouplift.com. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're going to pick up with a list of the foods that you should be eating, and we do that right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
Call 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. That's 800-659-5731.